God shines his gospel light through you. And let's see why. You know, we've talked about it some already in our Grace Connection group this morning. You had the privilege of studying from 2 Kings chapter 6. And 2 Kings chapter 6 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. The metal axe head floats to the top of the water. I think I mentioned that the other day. It's one of my favorite miracles. And the chariots of fire on the mountain, and the blinding of the entire enemy army, all by the mighty hand of God. And this is a historical narrative that God did in the lives of his people, and I've loved it ever since the Lord saved me back in 1990. Have you ever sat and tried to imagine? This is one of those scenes where I try to imagine what it was like to be the servant of the man of God, and to come out. I imagine it's like this house on a hillside, and the servant comes out in the morning and he sees the army down below, and the Assyrian army, and then Elijah walks out there to meet him. As he's standing there looking, and he's calling, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Elijah tells him what we consider those now famous words that he spoke: "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And then Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, "Lord, open his eyes, open my servant's eyes, that he may see." And then I try to imagine the look on the servant's face when all of a sudden God opens his eyes and he sees chariots of fire on the hillside, on the mountain, covered with chariots of fire, surrounding he and Elijah. And wouldn't it have been cool if Elijah had a smartphone back then? And he could have said, "Wait a minute, Lord, before you open his eyes, I want to get a picture of this." And took a snapshot of that, and then a selfie of he and the servant, with the chariots of fire behind them. But we don't have that. But we read that God opened his eyes so that he could see what he never would have seen without the grace of God enabling his vision to be able to see what he was now seeing. Not only did he see, and we have to think about this, not only did he see the vast army of heavenly beings, but he also saw God work in blinding the whole entire Syrian army that was there. And not only that, he got to see God work in Elijah saying to that blinded Syrian army, "Come follow me, I'll show you where he is." And they followed Elijah blind for 11 miles. They walked blind down to, a southwest direction down to Samaria, which was the capital of the northern kingdom at that time. And then to see God work in feeding the whole entire army. And then not only that, then releasing them back to go back to Syria and tell what had taken place. You see, God opened the servant's eyes to see him, to see God. Really, the light of God, the light of God's work, to opened his eyes to see the light of God's grace and his mercy, to see the light of God's love, of his power, of the very things he would not have ever seen had God not opened his eyes and to show him those things. So we ask the question, does God still open people's eyes today? Does God still open people's eyes today? In a way, probably will never be repeated. Well, I can't say that for sure, but what the servant of the man of God and Elijah saw there will probably never be repeated again, unless God chooses for it to be repeated. So we're not asking that question. Is there going to be another? Does God open eyes to see what the servant saw? I don't know. Maybe. We read of the Alka Indians in Ecuador. Ecuador, thank you, with Jim Elliott and Nate Saint and the other missionaries. When God allowed the Alka Indian to see something, those who were killing them to see something. And, of course, that's where the name, I believe, Elizabeth Elliott wrote, Through the Gates of Splendor, came from. But does God open the eyes of spiritually blind people in order for them to be saved? Well, let's find out. Let's go to Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. And we're going to go from Acts 26, then we're going to move over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Some. And then we're going to be in Matthew chapter 5 just a little bit as well. But let's start out here in Acts 26, and we're going to begin with verse 12.